Hi, everybody, and welcome to Awesome Sauce. My name is Doug Gonterman.
My name's Connor Gonterman.
And we are the co-hosts. So today we've got an interesting episode for you. We have been researching dumpster diving. And truth be told, Connor, where did we just get back from?
Dumpster diving.
Right. Dumpster diving. Where did we go diving today?
Winn-Dixie.
We tried to go at Publix, which is a, for those of you that are not located in the Southeast U.S., they're kind of a regional grocery store. Before we get to that, what we want to do is kind of dive into, dad jokes. I'm sorry. Okay, so we're going to get into what this is. So according to Merriam-Webster, the definition of dumpster diving is the practice of searching through public trash receptacles for edible food or discarded items that retain some use or value. Okay? So who do we think these people are that dumpster dive? Who do you think does it? I think people who need to. Maybe they don't have the cash, the necessary resources to feed their family, right? But who else do you think dumpster dives? You don't know. So this is what I found from reading a bunch of articles. Anyone who wants to live more frugally, from backpackers to students to people simply living on a budget. Dumpster diving is also very big for people who want to live just kind of a sustainable lifestyle. Maybe they have ethical issues with the way that we waste food, and we'll get to that in a second. A lot of people refer to dumpster diving as urban foraging. So they're foraging for food, but in an urban environment. So here's what's interesting. Over one third of the food thrown out in dumpsters is perfectly edible. One third. So that's pretty interesting. Most popular places to dive? Grocery stores, warehouse clubs, retail stores. A lot of people think about dumpster diving just for food, and they react to that. Ugh. But a lot of people go dumpster diving for, and what did we read about today? Dog food?
Oh, yeah.
Animal pet food. Oh, we found that. Where do we find that?
An app.
There's an app. What was it called? Dump Mart, I think, maybe. Is that what it is? Yeah. So we downloaded an app, Dump Mart. It's a little bit like Waze, if you're familiar with Waze, that you kind of log in where you've seen a cop or if there's an accident or backed up traffic. Dump Mart, people kind of put information in about, hey, here's a good location to find X and here's a good location to find Y. What we found is in our area, which we live in the Florida Panhandle, not a lot of great areas on the app, but if you go to major metro areas like Tampa, if you go to Jacksonville, lots of good places. And there are some places close in Mobile that had some good dumpsters to dive. But anyway, so there's an app for that, of course. So what it says is, I'm going to go through a few things that we have here on this. I've already said the most popular places to dive are grocery stores, warehouse clubs, and retail stores. And according to the Broke Backpacker blog, examples of safe foods that dumpster divers are seeking and often find are canned goods, boxed cereals, slightly bruised fruits and breads, and anything without an expiration date. Most dumpster divers avoid seafood, sprouts, meat, dairy, and unpasteurized juice just to be safe. So today we went diving. How would you conclude, Connor? What did we find out about dumpster diving in Gulf Breeze?
Stinky.
It is definitely stinky. We finally found one dumpster that had some veggies and fruit, and included in that was, there were like 3 packs of okra. Fresh okra that looked great that we could have gotten. There were lots of potatoes, lots of onions, and these things were completely fine. They weren't gross at all. There were apples. There were some apples. There were a couple of bad apples in there, I guess you could say. But for the most part, it was. I was pretty surprised at how clean most of it was. The dumpster itself did stink. There were flies, and we were properly dressed. And so that brings me kind of to our next section. What do dumpsters wear? How do they do this in a clean way? So, Connor, do you want to try to guess some of the tools they use or how they dress or whatever, anything.
They use a grabber.
They use a grabber, actually, yes. They do use a grabber, you're right.
Gloves. Long sleeves,
yep.
And long pants.
Long pants, yep.
I don't know.
Okay, so we've got gloves. They say a crate. That's really for a boost, for a step. But you could probably also use it to collect stuff to take with you. Plastic bags, also to stash what you find in. Headlamp. Does get a little dark in there if you're going all the way in. Which, for the record, we did not. We did not go all the way in. We just wanted to kind of see what's available in the dumpsters in our area. Then, of course, hand sanitizer for after. They do say a knife or multi-tool just kind of for opening bags and stuff. And this is a funny one. A fully charged cell phone. Do you know why?
Why?
Guess.
To take pictures?
That's a good idea. Good thought. In case you get you are in there and the lid closes on you and you're not able to get out, you can call for help. That's what it says. I don't know. This is according to the Broke Backpacker blog. Here's a dumpster diving story. And I'm going to kind of share. I'm going to read a little bit here. But for recent graduate and healthcare worker Grace Poland, is becoming something of a hobby. Poland goes dumpster diving about once a month with the goal of finding freezable foods that will lend themselves well to longer-term meal planning. Poland says, it's really fun. I always say it's like Christmas morning in that you go and you never know what you're going to find in there. So she goes equipped with gloves, headlights, bags to transport their goods. Poland and friends visit a number of different dumpsters across the city at night. They say most items they find come in sealed packages that are close to or slightly past the best before date, while fruits and vegetables are usually stored in boxes in the dumpster. She said it's really not as gross as people think. Just sometimes fruit and vegetables are a little bit uglier than what they'd like to keep in the stores. Poland takes precautions like washing those fruit and vegetables with vinegar before consuming them and is careful about what they decide to take home. She said, I've only ever rescued meat like one time and the stuff was still cold. If stuff has been heated up or the packaging is punctured or it's expired or just kind of looks off, I just leave it. So, okay, so that brings us all to the question of really, we talked a little bit about some of the high level reasons why people dumpster dive. Here's what a lot of them do it. And I think I've talked to you a little bit about this, right? And why do they do that?
To stop it from wasting food.
Yeah, exactly. So to shine a light on just the absurd amount of waste in the U.S. and everywhere, not just the U.S. But in the U.S., roughly 40% of all food in the U.S. goes uneaten that we harvest and or manufacture. That's roughly 133 billion pounds of food each year in the U.S. So that number worldwide is 33%. 33% of all food is lost or wasted. And I think this is why some people feel that they have just ethical issues with it. So we're wasting 40% of food that is manufactured or harvested in the U.S. Yet, 1 in 7 American households is food insecure. Meaning that they don't have enough food to eat. Worldwide, 800 million people go to bed hungry every night. But we're throwing away 30% worldwide of what we make and harvest. So nearly half of the country's wasted food is lost at supermarkets and restaurants, creating a vast supply of uneaten food sitting in dumpsters and trash cans ripe for people to take it. The other half of the food, so that was half comes from supermarkets and restaurants. The other half of the food is wasted by consumers buying, cooking, and serving more food than we can eat. So the good news is around the world, because people have been dumpster diving and kind of exposing the fact that we have good foods going to waste, we're seeing countries and companies across Europe starting to tackle this issue. Earlier this year, France showed what is possible by becoming the first country in the world to prohibit supermarkets from throwing away unsold food. Instead, they must donate unsold food to charities and food banks. That's pretty cool. They've banned it. You cannot throw away unsold food in France. That's awesome. I hadn't actually heard of that. Meanwhile, the UK's largest grocery chain, Telco, is publicly disclosing how much of its food goes to waste, and in March started selling a range of ugly vegetables called Perfectly Imperfect in 200 of its stores. It is also pledged to give all unsold food to charity by the end of 2017. Oh, that's an old stat there. Well, hopefully Tesco is doing it now. And I believe this is recent information. The founder of uglyfruitandvegetable.org has already succeeded in convincing Whole Foods to start a trial selling ugly produce after securing more than 100,000 signatures. So, all right, Rue. So what can we do? What do you think we can do to help? I mean, if we don't want to dumpster dive, if we don't want to go rescue foods from dumpsters, what can we do in our homes to waste less, I guess?
Keep it longer than the expiration date or goodbye date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like this week there was something that you said.
Pickles.
Is that what it was? So the pickles had an expiration date, which had expired, and you said, are these bad? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, probably not. And you ate one and they're fine. And yeah, that's exactly what we can do, right? Is that what?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. So I've got some notes here. So understand all those freshness dates. That's a perfect example of that, understanding it. And I'm going to go over what some of these confusing dates that we get on our products are in just a second. But encourage your parents to plan meals weekly. Because the more we plan, the less we just kind of buy stuff and let it sit and go uneaten. Everybody knows this. You don't shop when you're hungry. You shop when you're hungry, you buy lots of snacky stuff and lots of other stuff. And so it leads to unplanned purchases. I know Americans especially are not going to like to hear this, but avoid buying in bulk. We always like to buy in bulk because you save, but statistics show inevitably, the more we buy, the more we waste. It's true. Snack healthier. If we snack healthier, it's the foods in our fridge that turn, it's the healthy foods in our fridge that turn faster. So if you start feeling snacky, eat those first. The stuff that's in the cabinets is going to last forever. So this, I really like the suggestion. I read it in one of the articles, and we're going to do it here starting today. But tell me if you think this would work, though. Create an eat me first bin or shelf in the fridge, and we'll say even in the cabinet. We'll have one little shelf on the cabinet that you use that first because it's either been opened or it's nearing its expiration, you know, something like that. What do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, think about, because what I think about, what I see when I open our fridge a lot of times is as we get into the week, if for whatever reason we're having a busy week and we're eating out, the stuff that has been purchased is just sitting in there, and those dates are getting closer and closer, especially meats is what I'm saying. Whereas if they get close and we put them on a certain shelf, we know we have to eat those, right? So, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And in the shelves, you know, like up in our cabinets, maybe it's just, hey, these chips are open, so don't open some other chips or whatever. Although we should make a note here that most of the stuff like that, the dates are way out. You know, canned goods way out, you know. So really, it is about eating the fresh stuff. Okay, so let's talk about expiration dates. Here are just some of the dates, names they have on these things. Best diffused by, right? Sell by date, right? Sell by. Use by. Freeze by. All right, and so here's the thing I'm going to tell you about these dates. There are no uniform or universally accepted descriptions used on food labels for date opening in the United States. There's no definition. That's why we have all these random things thrown out there. As a result, there are a wide variety of phrases used and a lot of questions. According to the USDA, a best if used by or before date indicates when a product will be at its best flavor or quality. It is not if it is not a purchase or safety date. That just means it's fresher. That's at its peak freshness. Sell by date. What do you think that is?
They have to sell it by that date.
Even if it has nothing to do with the food expiring, they can pull that off
and put on a new one.
Yeah, and so it just in the store buys more. So even if it's not bad, it keeps circulating through, right? Oh, you gotta, this is when it's peak freshness. You don't want to sell it beyond peak freshness. So this is your sell by date. So then you want to get rid of it and buy another one, you know? So that's what they do. Use by date is the last date recommended for use of the product while at peak quality. Again, it is not a safety date. Except for, and I read this in a lot of articles, infant formula is very important to watch the date. So a freeze-by date indicates when a product should be frozen to maintain peak quality. It is not a purchase or safe date. Please note that none of these labels are necessarily an effective indicator of whether the food is still good to eat. Those date labels, especially the best before date, is really about peak freshness. It has absolutely nothing to do with safety. And this is from the USDA. I think people are getting really confused and thinking that that's the absolute last moment that they can possibly consume that item, and it's leading to a lot of waste. So are foods safe to eat after the date passes?
Yes.
Clearly, right? That's what we've just established. All right, so here's what, according to the USDA, with an exception of infant formula, this is from the USDA, if the date passes during home storage, a product should still be safe and wholesome if handled properly until the time spoilage is evident. Spoiled foods will develop an off-odor flavor or texture due to naturally occurring spoilage bacteria. If a food has developed such spoilage characteristics, then it should not be eaten. So that's what it says. So it's telling us, so the USDA is telling us what?
Use our, safe to eat.
Yeah, and they're telling us, use our eyes, use our nose, you know. Be smart. Look at it. Does it look bad? You know? And so if it looks bad, don't eat it. All right. So here's some other questions. So is dumpster diving legal?
Yes.
It is legal. Dumpster divers are protected by a Supreme Court case, California versus Greenwood, in which the court ruled that the Fourth Amendment, the one that bans unreasonable searches and seizures, doesn't protect a person's trash. Is dumpster diving dangerous?
Could be.
It could be, right. So this is according to public health consultant Carla Esco, a professor in the Environmental Health Department at Concordia University College in Edmonton. It's a very risky thing because we don't know what's in the garbage very clearly. So
it could be like an animal.
Dumpster diving poses many potential health risks, according to Esco. These include possible cuts from nails, knives, glass, and other sharp objects. There's also the possibility of becoming ill from bacteria, especially in the summer. The dumpsters themselves breed bacteria, and some are sprayed with pesticides. Food can also come into contact with chemicals and fecal matter, which can penetrate and infect open skin.
And there could be animals in there.
That's true. Yeah. I saw a lot of quotes from these dumpster divers, though, and all of them said that they'd never seen, like, animals and, like, rats and stuff like that. Yeah, that's what you think you're going to find, but I think it's pretty hard for them to access the dumpsters, maybe. So maybe the stuff around the dumpsters.
Yeah.
But anyway, here's from somebody else, though, a Toronto public health expert. They said, I have been a health inspector for 30 years and don't believe anything has come across my desk or from a database or from wherever that there has been somebody who ate food from a dumpster and became ill. So there you go. All right. So that is dumpster diving.
Wait.
Yeah.
I was reading this book and they found a bunker and they ate 40-year-old canned food. Like it was like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like soup and...
canned food. I mean, I think it has enough sodium and preservatives that it, that is... that's why whenever people do create these kind of doomsday buckets and stuff like that, and they, it's all canned goods because they just last forever, you know? So, yeah, that's interesting. What book was that?
Do the Fort.
Oh, The Fort.
Gordon Corman.
So I'm going to mention just a few things here in closing. If you want to watch a documentary, it's called Just Eat It, A Food Waste Story. It seems like a really good one. Filmmakers Jen Rustemeyer and Grant Baldwin saw similar accounts of discarded food in Canada. So for 6 months, the couple vowed to eat only food entering the waste stream. They documented their experiment in Just Eat It, A Food Waste Story. A quote from Rustemeyer, really? We shouldn't even call it food waste because all the connotations associated with that word. It's surplus. It's extra food in our system that it should not be in the landfill that needs to get to people who need it. Man, that's well put. So you can read, watch that documentary. It's called Just Eat It, A Food Story. If you want to follow some of these, I'm gonna tell you some people you can follow to actually watch them dumpster dive. So on TikTok, there's Jillian, and she is at Jillian, that's J-I-L-L-I-A-N, _ M4. She has over 100,000 TikTok followers. She said, and I quote, "To me and my mind and the way that my mind works, it doesn't seem right for me to go and buy new food if there's perfectly good food unspoiled in the dumpster just waiting for me." There's also, here's a few more, at The Trash Walker, at Glamour Dive, at Let's Reduce Food Waste New York City. And they let viewers inside their journeys into dumpsters and trash bags. Then there's also on TikTok, there is at Dumpster Diving. At Dumpster Dive King. There you go. Okay, that is it for today. So, Connor, would you go dumpster diving?
Yes.
You would, really?
Yeah.
Would you actually collect food and would you eat it?
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know that I'm there, but I'm definitely, I want to try to control our waste. I think I want us to try to do our part to control waste. So, but anyway, that's dumpster diving. We hope that you guys have enjoyed it. As always, thanks for listening. Connor, say thanks.
Thank you.
And we will see you next time on Awesome Sauce.